This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long, and happy to welcome in now Glenn West, senior writer at Go247.com. Glenn, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Definitely appreciate your time. I know it's busy right now. Plenty going on in Tigerland. First up, touching on the spring football practices. Beautiful weather outside. I know your viewing window for actually getting to see anything is really short out there. But have you noticed, at least from the limited practices from LSU football that you've seen so far?
Yeah, so they've had about 3 or 4 practices now. We got to go visit on Wednesday for about 20 minutes. So I'm just going to temper your expectations here. We haven't seen a whole ton yet, but hopefully as spring goes along, we'll get to see and have some more long thought views. But really the first thing that I wanted to go out and see on Wednesday was just LSU's new defensive line coach, Kyle Williams, who they hired after the Saints had hired Bo Davis. They went out and they brought in a former really highly regarded player and somebody who had a 13-year NFL career, but has never coached at this level before. And so I was very curious to see kind of how he was interacting with the players and things of that nature, how he was teaching, what the interactions were like. From our distance from where we were, it seemed to be like they were going through individual drills, and he was reaching them and pulled a couple of different players aside to show them a couple of technique things, and kind of watching for about 5 to 10 minutes there was head coach Brian Kelly. He was right there in the middle of it and watching from a distance as well, and keeping an eye on how things were going on that interior D line. So that's a position that LSU's really going to need to step up in terms of just developing their young talent, their core, and I think it was a good thing to see Williams out there at least so early in the spring to where they can start building that rapport as a unit. So that was certainly one thing to watch. And then obviously the secondary and the cornerback room in particular, some of the additions they made, whether it's transfer Mansur, Delane, Jakeem Jackson, freshman DJ Pickett. There's a lot to like there, I think, in that cornerback room in terms of just potential and talent and length and size that they just haven't had. Hopefully some playmaking ability too. So there's definitely a lot of things to check out throughout the entirety of this spring, but you had to start with the defensive side of the ball because I think that's where if LSU wants to take the kind of steps they want to this year, the most progress is going to have to come on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you mentioned the corners. I'm curious about the other part of that secondary. How are the safeties looking for LSU?
Yeah, safety is another huge deal for them because they didn't attack it as much as they did at the cornerback spot, right, in the transfer portal or this freshman class. So you're relying a lot on internal development from guys that you have returning, guys like Javian Toviano, Deshaun Spears is a second-year player that's a former top 50 recruit. Jordan Gilbert is a veteran on this unit that had a lot of playing time last year. So, and then they did make one addition out of the portal in Tamarcus Cooley, who I think could potentially slide in as a nickel for them. You know, they had him working with the safeties, and we really didn't get a chance to see the defense line up or anything like that as an 11-man unit at any point during the 20 minutes we've seen. But everything that we've heard, it's, you know, he's going to probably be a nickel for them. And Toviano, Spears, Gilbert, those would kind of be the three to really watch in the back end of the defense and that deep part of the field.
Glenn, hop into the diamond. SEC play is finally here. I mean, we kind of joke about like football season, right? We're all wanting to get back to NFL football, and then preseason gets here, and you're like, okay, when does the real thing start? That kind of feels like the same thing with LSU baseball. Like, we're all waiting for LSU baseball to start, and then non-conference play gets here, and LSU kind of cruises through. Like, all right, when does SEC play start? And it's here. But, you know, you're getting a start against Mizzou, who's now 8-8 on the season. They have the worst record in the SEC. Just want to get your thoughts on this matchup early on. I saw that Missouri's, as a team, they hit 301, so they can swing the bat a little bit, but kind of their downfall comes on the mound with a 6.2 cumulative ERA. And it just feels like, you know, if some runs are scored this weekend, advantage Tigers with how that offense is playing right now.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I think that's going to be where LSU's going to have to win this series. And, you know, we were talking with Jay Johnson today, and he even told us, like, you know, the offense is where they kind of make their money, but Missouri is certainly, you know, I think he said they have a couple really solid pitchers. I mean, their ace, I believe, has 26 strikeouts, only 4 walks this season so far. So, you know, he's going to throw the ball over the plate. LSU's just got to be able to hit him and consistently get on base. And that's something they've done really, really well this year. I mean, they're top 5 in the country in free passes and walks and hit by pitches. And that's just right up Jay Johnson's alley in terms of what he wants his offenses to kind of be built around, you know, constantly getting on base, putting pressure on teams and their pitching staffs in that way. And they've done a really nice job of it. Really, since that Omaha game that you saw them drop in week 2, they've scored double digits, I believe, in 8 or 9 of the 11 games since then. So they've been really on top of it. I think you've seen some real great development from guys like Jake Brown, from Chris Stanfield, the center fielder, Derek Curiel, the freshman left fielder, has been really solid for him. And then the known commodities, too, are really starting to get it going, whether it's Jared Jones, Stephen Milam. Those guys are all kind of dialed in right now. So I do think that if LSU is able to swing the bats like they have been, they should be able to, at the very least, win the series and you know, hopefully sweep it if all things kind of come together for them.
You brought up there the freshman phenom, Derek Curiel. I can't believe this kid is, you know, just so calm, cool, collected right at the start here. Really impressive. Just overall, you know, your impressions of him and what he's been able to do at the plate and the outfield.
Yeah, he's a special talent. And, you know, I think just the word that I get just kind of around the program, and I talk to players and coaches about him, it's just the level of maturity that he already has as a freshman. And when I say maturity, I mean not only just off the field, but maturity at the plate. I mean, this is a guy who already has 21 walks to 11 strikeouts. He's got 2 hit by pitches. He never gets out of his plan. He has a 602 on base percentage 17 games into the season. I mean, it's just pretty ridiculous how consistent he's been at the plate. He's been the perfect leadoff man for this team. You've noticed if you've watched some of the games here recently, they've kind of settled into a top 2 of him and Jared Jones kind of leading this thing off. And it feels like every game those two are putting up runs right off the bat, you know, with Curiel getting on base and then Jones being able to bring him in with either an extra base hit or a home run. That has really worked at the top of LSU's order, so I don't expect that to change anytime soon. But Curiel's been really good at the plate, you know, in the field. Haven't seen anything to suggest that he's not going to be a wizard out there defensively. He makes all the plays. So he's a really talented freshman and a guy LSU fans are going to love for the next couple of years.
Glenn, to your point, it happened right off the bat against Xavier in that matchup in the midweek. Curiel gets on base and then Jones pops one out. And then all of a sudden it's 2-0 right off the bat. And, you know, kind of extending it a little bit, the top 5 kind of seems to be settling in, where Daniel Dickinson being kind of the protection for Jared Jones, because – you know, we were talking with Scott Sanders, a former MLB pitcher, in the last hour, Glenn, and he's kind of questioning how many fastballs Jared Jones is going to see this weekend against Mizzou, if they're going to attack him, because he's just swinging such a hot stick, hitting 5-10 in this 12-game winning streak with seven doubles, six homers, 24 RBI. He's just been a monster right at the top of that lineup. But extending it a little bit past Jared, you have Danny Dickinson and Josh Pearson, who's been really, really good this season, and Stephen Milam. It's that top five, so dangerous. I mean, and it's just a complete lineup right now, but the top five is what should keep opposing coaches up at night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you mentioned it there with the protection there on Jones. We've seen it kind of switch at times. You know, Pearson, I think, has been behind him at certain points this year, but LSU's really found something here, I think, with Danny Dickinson. And, you know, for Dickinson, this is going to be kind of his first crack at SEC competition. You know, he's played very similar teams in his past at Grand Valley to what LSU was playing in most of the non-conference. It's this slate of conference play here over the next 30 games where we're going to learn a lot about him and kind of what his, you know, makeup is like as a player and everything that, you know, we've seen and heard to this point. I mean, he's just an absolute ball player. He's a guy that, you know, you want out there on the field. Jay Johnson absolutely loves him. And you know, I think he's kind of that perfect guy to back up Jones in that spot. And, you know, Pearson's just a guy that has so much, you know, built-in experience now. I mean, he's a four-year player. I was just watching some highlights of their run in Omaha a couple days ago, and every big hit, or so many of the big hits in the regional and super regional, came off the bat of Josh Pearson, and he just has so much of that built-in trust with Jay Johnson as well. So when the going gets tough in conference play, I don't expect Pearson to not be in the lineup. And then with Milam, I mean, that's a pretty great guy to have in the middle of your lineup there. He'd probably be at the top of most of the other teams in the country in one of those top three spots, but he's been swinging it great. Been playing a real nice shortstop for him too, making all the routine plays. And that top five has been really solid. And, you know, kind of to have a guy like Stanfield in that nine hole who can turn the lineup over, and he's been getting on base a lot more recently, I think is just a real nice kind of way to round out that lineup. And LSU really is just kind of clicking on all cylinders right now offensively.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Glenn, you talked about Derek Curiel, the star freshman at the plate. I wanted to bring up William Schmidt, who obviously very highly touted freshman coming in to the LSU program and what he's done so far this year. Jay kind of mentioned earlier today that his days in midweek games are probably quote-unquote over for the rest of his career. I want to get your thoughts on William Schmidt and kind of the general game plan for him, because I think right off the bat he's going to be a really strong bullpen piece for the Tigers and used in high-leverage moments for this team whenever they need him. But at the same time, this is a guy that if you're looking at the weekend rotation, I think it is set in stone. It's been the same basically the entire season with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and Chase Schwartz back-to-back-to-back. But if any of these guys kind of stumbles, I guess you would say, William Schmidt's kind of waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I would say William Schmidt and Connor Ware, too, the transfer that they brought in, he would be right in that mix as well if they were to ever make a change with that starting group. But you asked about Schmidt specifically. You just love everything about the way that he throws and the way that he carries himself. I mean, he has pitched, started midweek games. He's gone up to 60 pitches. He's a guy that, should one of these starters this weekend, kind of get into a tough spot in the first couple innings, I think he's somebody that you can bring in and have him go 2-3-4 innings. He's got that kind of length in him because of the way that LSU has built him up this spring. So he can fill that role. We saw him a couple weeks ago in Texas close out one of the games in the ninth inning. Like, I think he could fill that role for you as well. So there's just so many ways that LSU is going to be able to use him in weekends. I don't know that he's somebody you're going to see multiple times in a weekend. I think it just kind of depends on, how many pitches he throws on a first outing. But he's certainly somebody that's going to figure heavily into this thing out of the bullpen. I would throw certainly Cason Evans, Zach Cohen, Gavin Guidry when he gets healthy, which sounds like it's happening pretty soon. We'll get a more firm timetable on him in the next couple days, but I do think he's going to be ready sooner than later. But they have some options in the bullpen that they can really go to that they feel comfortable with, and that's a huge thing to walk away with in non-conference play to kind of have that lined out.
And Glenn, the start of the season hasn't been all, glorious sunshine and rainbows for this LSU squad. Looking at a guy that's been struggling right now at the plate, Michael Braswell. Now he's batting .182, and just wondering, is he dealing with something right now, or is it just kind of being in a funk to start the season out?
Yeah, he's been in a tough little spot here to start his second year in Baton Rouge. He just hadn't been able to get it together with the plate yet. I do think that he'll have some opportunities to continue to play and potentially earn that spot back. But right now, they feel really good with what Tanner Reese is doing for him at third base. He's been really consistent for him at the plate, getting on base. He's seen a little bit of power from him in the last couple of games as he's had more opportunities, and so I think it's probably going to be more of a platoon thing, but I think in most cases you'll see Tanner Reeves start against righties. I think Michael Braswell could certainly earn a start against, a spot lefty in the SEC that they face in starting games, but they really like what Tanner Reeves has given them, and I think he's somebody that you're going to have to pay attention to going forward at that spot.
Yeah, Tanner Reeves is swinging a hot stick right now, Glenn. And I remember listening to Jay in the post game in that matchup against Xavier when he mentioned Jake Brown, who went 3-for-3 in that sixth spot. He likes having the quote-unquote nobodies in the sixth hole, because we talked about the top five where it's just so loaded with talent. But Jake Brown, very quietly hitting .387 during this 12-game winning streak. He goes 3-for-3 against Xavier, and he's kind of in that sixth hole. So, yes, if you somehow make it through the gauntlet of those top five hitters, you have Jake waiting in the wings to maybe cause some more damage.
Yeah, no, Jake Brown, and honestly, that two whole spot there where it's Milan batting fifth and Jake Brown batting sixth in, I believe I have to get the updated here. Okay, so in a combined 110 at bats, they have four strikeouts combined. They've each struck out twice apiece this season. Their on-base percentage is through the roof. They're .460 and .434. They are just absolutely been on-base machines. I really like what LSU's been able to do for their entire lineup. But when you've got guys in that five and six hole that aren't slowing down after those first one, two, three, four guys, That's just got to be so demoralizing for an opposing pitching staff when you've got guys that are getting on base and hitting for contact that consistently. So we'll see how that translates to the SEC. I think they should have a good opportunity here to really kind of showcase themselves in week one against the Missouri pitching staff, like we mentioned earlier, that hasn't been elite by any stretch. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for those guys to really thrive and kind of show off what they can do to kind of settle into SEC play here.
Glenn, definitely always appreciate your time. What should folks go check out at go247.com right now?
Yeah, always busy. We got SEC play cranking up for baseball. We got spring football. Recruiting visits are always going to be here over the next month or two. So y'all come check us out and hang out with us on the boards.
Thanks again, man. Not much talk about that LSU men's basketball team, though. Woof.
Yeah, womp womp.
Yeah, might need to save that talk for a month or so from down the road. Yes. Yeah, I agree. All right,
thanks, Glenn. Guys.
Take it easy, Glenn. Thank you. Senior writer at go247.com. You can follow him at GlennWest21 on Twitter.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.